The tournament, which is being sponsored to the tune of $1 million, will run from September 15 to November 24 with the teams that will be eliminated in the first round getting $10,000, while those knocked out in the second round settling for $20,000. Mbada Diamonds Corporate Services Executive George Manyaya says the losing semi-finalists will take home $30,000 and the runners-up $60,000. Last year, the winners of the tournament, Dynamos Football Club, took home $75,000, but Manyaya says times have changed as more money has been set aside for this year's winners.
The tournament winners will receive a floating trophy, a 150,000 subsidy for the African Safari, the CAF Confederations Cup, plus a prize money of 100,000 United States dollars to make the total 250,000 United States dollars.
Manyaya says there will also be prize money for the most outstanding players of the tournament.
The tournament also pays tribute to individuals such as these. The following individual prizes will also be awarded: 1,500 United States dollars and a trophy for the player of the tournament, 1,000 United States dollars and a trophy for the goalkeeper of the tournament, 1,000 United States dollars for the top goal scorer, 500 United States dollars for the scorer of the last goal of the tournament, and $500 for the player voted the man of the match.
On top of that, Mbada Diamonds are paying each player an appearance fee of $100 for every match and $150 for 7 members of the technical team. Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Officer Kenneth Ndebele says they are hoping for an improved tournament this year.
We are very confident that this year's edition of the Mbada Diamonds Cup will be more exciting and very competitive. Last year's results showed the unpredictability of cup matches.
The winners of the Mbada Diamonds Cup are expected to represent Zimbabwe in the CAF Confederation Cup next year. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.